And I'm Jane Stillwell. Canada's largest outdoor art fair, showcasing 400 plus artists and dynamic programming, is taking place this weekend, July 12th to 14th, at Nathan Phillips Square. With us to talk about this is Anahita Azrahimi, who is the Executive Director for Toronto Outdoor Art Fair. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing? You must be incredibly busy.
I'm pumped and really excited.
Well, I just bet you are. Now, for how long, for how many years has the Toronto Outdoor Art Fair been taking place?
This is the 63rd year, so 63 years.
Isn't that amazing, Audie? Amazing. And Audie and I were just talking earlier about our memories at the Toronto Outdoor Art Fair and what we've purchased over the years. And I remember the artwork is exquisite.
It's truly wonderful. And I think one of my favorite things about this organization is has deep roots in the city.
Mm-hmm. And, deep roots.
And also a lot of people have memories growing up coming to this
sure.
event for generations. And that's really fantastic about this event.
Mm.
And
Absolutely.
The stories that always come our way from artists who get started at TOAF or
sure.
people who buy their first piece of art at TOAF. So that's a very special thing mm. and unique about TOAF.
And you've gone through all the growing pains after 63 years, I
Absolutely.
Should think.
Absolutely. And it keeps growing.
Yes.
And it still feels, you know, fresh and agile and in growing mode,
yeah,
which
fantastic.
Is amazing. Yeah.
So before we talk about the artists who are exhibited, and I mean, you can't talk about them in, you know, each individual one, but I am curious, when people apply, when artists apply to be considered for any of these fairs and the years, is there a required minimum age? I'm thinking, for example, what if, have you ever had a an ask from a 15-year-old artist who would like to be part of this art fair?
We've had, actually, and we always, you know, if their portfolio stands out, I think we had one student artist who was quite young. So we asked them that an adult accompanies them at their booth, but
okay.
they apply in the fall,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very, very competitive process. We get about over
wow.
1,000 applications from across Canada.
Across Canada, of course.
Yeah, and yeah. there are only 300 something spots at Nathan Phillips Square. And since the pandemic, we have this online edition, so artists
yes.
can participate from anywhere they are online, and the both fairs run at the same time. So, yeah, we have 400 artists participating
mm-hmm.
at this year's TOAF, which is the largest showcase in Canada.
Mm. That is so fantastic, isn't it? It's good. And it, and you know what? It just is also a lot of fun to go down there and check it all out in the tents and the vibe and see all this artwork and all this talent and creativity.
I really don't think there is anything like this
I
in
know,
the city.
I know, I agree.
The vibe is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, a fun summer weekend. And the artists put a lot of work there.
Sure.
But, you know, it's just they open their hearts and souls and put their work out there. And it's kind of like
yes.
creating a big kind of visual feast
right.
for the public. And they just invite everybody to come and enjoy. And the best part is that you can just walk up to an artist, ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that connection with
yes.
the artist is really key here.
And it's come rain or shine, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's fantastic.
Definitely rain or shine.
So it is like a giant artist collective. And I imagine that for the artists, it's also fun to get to know each other. Because I'm sure that they themselves will travel from booth to booth to sort of meet other people, be inspired by people from other countries and other provinces and so forth.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that the artists like the most about this, the networks and the connections that they make with their fellow artists.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we started this initiative. It's called Unique Quebec. So we have a partnership with the government of Quebec, and we had all the Quebec artists in one zone.
Terrific.
And they started resource sharing, traveling together, and new connections started from there. So it's from that networking and connections perspective, it's really wonderful and essential for the artists.
Mm-hmm. And something else that makes this art fair such a tremendous success is your website, which is torontooutdoorartfair.com. And we were going on it, and it's just so clear and colorful and great ideas, very well explained and accessible. And you also have like sort of restaurants or something,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and that looks fantastic, and smoothies.
Music, dance.
I love it. I love that you said that. The website is a labor of love.
That's
and
fantastic.
We've poured our heart into it. And because of the website is so great, the online platform, people can buy art from anywhere.
Is that
and
great?
It's a very easy process. So, and I really want to emphasize that there would be 60 artists who are participating only online.
Okay.
And they're from all around Canada. So,
the rest of the artists are in-person visual contact only, but only 60 people online.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
I think that's a terrific thing. And you've also got, what I also like on the website is program your
plan
journey.
Plan your visit.
And
love
it's like that you help.
Yes.
You offer suggestions.
For sure. And for us, the way we look at it, it's just like, this is a summer weekend. We want you to come to Toronto or stay in Toronto. Don't go anywhere. There is art, there is entertainment, there is music, and there is great food and craft beer. Everything you need for a perfect, you know, experience, summer experience filled with art is there.
I mean, the location alone.
Perfect.
I mean, this is in the heart of downtown Toronto, yes. Nathan Phillips Square. Can't get any better.
All
right?
Very accessible.
There's no excuse not to be there.
I agree.
This weekend.
Great parking underneath, many parking garages.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's fabulous, Adi.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I unfortunately can't come this weekend because I'm out of town, but we wish you all the best.
We sure
for this.
Do. Thank Lots
you.
Of fun.
We both I have bought before.
I hope to see the audiences there. Come and support the local artists and visit us at toaf.ca to get ready for the fair.
Okay. And just have fun too.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
It's very entertaining.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we've been speaking with Anahita Azrahimi, the Executive and Creative Director of Toronto Outdoor Art Fair, TOAF, as we just mentioned, Canada's leading outdoor and online art fair. Thank you for continuing to bring together such a vibrant and brilliant group of independent artists. It takes place this coming weekend, July 12th to 14th in Nathan Phillips Square, right in the heart of Toronto. Feast on art, dance and music. For more information, go to toaf.ca.
Yeah, thank you
very
Anahita.
Much, Anahita.